Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Wednesday, September 22nd. A rainfall warning is still in place for Grey Bruce. Total rainfall amounts of 75 to 100 millimeters are expected by early tomorrow morning, with a few areas possibly reaching up to 125 millimeters. Environment Canada is warning strong northeasterly winds are expected today and tonight. They say localized damage and power outages may be possible. There are outages in Tobermory, East Linton, Allenford, Holland Centre, Glen Elgin, Eugenia, as well as in Durham and Lake Rosalind. Estimated restoration time is sometime this hour. An outage in Owen Sound is expected to be restored by 7:45. The City of Owen Sound says it will be recognizing the National Day for Truth and Reconciliation as a statutory holiday. Council agreed on the decision to close all city offices and City Hall to mark the day on September 30th. City services will operate on a holiday schedule. A statement from the city says it will observe the holiday to provide an opportunity to recognize, reflect on, and commemorate the legacy of residential schools or participate in a community event. The Every Child Matters flag is flying at half-mast until September 30th at City Hall. Brockton says it will also raise the flag to half-mast. It says it will do a number of things, including waiving any fees for commission name change documents for residential school survivors. They'll encourage staff to wear an orange shirt on the 30th and hold online municipal employee training to recognize the National Day for Truth and Reconciliation. The municipality of Brockton also plans to encourage staff to continue to review and identify any barriers for participation by Indigenous residents and facility users, and amend the Heritage Committee mandate to include researching and highlighting the history and legacy of Indigenous and Métis people in Brockton. OPP say a report of a suspicious package received at the Canada Post Office in Thornbury has been deemed to be harmless. At about 9:30 yesterday morning, OPP and Blue Mountain firefighters responded to the report at the post office. They say their investigation revealed a letter had been dipped in a harmless substance to enhance its fragrance. And in case you didn't know and wanted to avoid causing an emergency response, Collingwood OPP are reminding the community that parcels emitting a strange odor will be flagged and investigated. The Grey Bruce Health Unit is identifying which groups of expanded vulnerable people are able to get a third dose of the COVID-19 vaccine. They include people undergoing active treatment for solid tumors, as well as a number of other treatments, those with primary immunodeficiency, advanced untreated HIV, and people undergoing active treatment of immunosuppressive therapies. This is in addition to those who are already eligible, like transplant patients or those with hematological cancers. The third dose will be available to those who have waited 8 weeks after their second shot and will be contacted by their healthcare provider. Today is the start of vaccination proof requirements for various activities, and the town of Saugeen Shores is informing residents they must show proof of vaccination to access local facilities. Anyone 12 and older will need to show proof for any recreation programs and activities outside of organized sports, while also providing proof for spectator and viewing areas, recreational fitness areas, sporting events, and indoor meeting and event spaces. Anyone under the age of 18 who enters a facility for the purpose of participating in an organized sport program is exempt from the requirement. To download your vaccine receipt, visit the Ontario Health Portal by using your green health card and postal code. Anyone with a red and white health card or no health card can call 1-833-943-3900. In sports in Major League Ball, the Toronto Blue Jays are in Tampa Bay against the Rays. At last check, Tampa Bay was leading 7-1. Last night, Toronto beat Tampa Bay 4-2. Tonight, the Red Sox host the New York Mets, the Yankees entertain Texas, and Seattle is at Oakland. The Major League schedule for today is posted on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at bayshorebroadcasting.ca. Grey Bruce Ladies Fastball League playoff games are canceled tonight on account of the weather. In the Canadian Football League, the Hamilton Tiger Cats visit the Ottawa Redblacks. Game time is 7:30.